told Arnold Lobel's Frog and Toad series, published in 4 volumes containing 5 stories each during the 1970s, remains his most popular and enduring work. Frog and Toad, 2 very different characters, make something of an odd couple. Their friendship demonstrates the many ups and downs of human attachment, touching on deep truths about life and human nature in the process. But it isn't all about relationships with others. In the series, Lobel offers a conception of the self that still resonates decades later. Throughout his books, he reminds readers that they are individuals and that they shouldn't be afraid of being themselves. As it happens, Lobel was a deeply private person. He was a small, sickly child who was often bullied at school, but who made up for his physical shortcomings by enthralling his classmates with stories he invented. Lobel himself simply said, "Frog and Toad are really 2 aspects of myself." That from Bert Clear in The Atlantic magazine, May 2016. And his dear characters live on in a musical. The King's College Theater Department will kick off the season with performances of the Tony Award-nominated musical, A Year with Frog and Toad, continuing this weekend. Shailene Godwin is chair of the Department of Theater at King's College in Wilkes-Barre, and she fills us in.
It's a great show dealing with the books that were written of the adventures of Frog and Toad, and taken directly from those books, some of the stories are put together that go over some of their adventures over a full year in this musical setting. So it's very bright and entertaining and fun, and really a good time for, you know, the young at heart, not just the young in age.
How do you evoke frogness and toadness in the characters?
Well, actually, my colleague, Dave Reynolds, is the director, and it's not really evoking them in terms of the frogs and toads, and there are all other animal characters within the show as well. It's more in terms of how they act, how they relate to each other, and their costumes that really, you know, set up who they are. But they do have some idiosyncrasies that get the point across.
And you're doing something very special this time around that is so important in the world we live in.
It is, and we're all very, very proud of it. It actually will be the first one in the area. We're doing our first sensory-friendly, autism-friendly performance. And there's been a lot of work put into it to make the adjustments for this audience, and it's a big program at the Kennedy Center. One of our students, Skylar McCooch, has worked directly with the Theater Development Fund, who also has the program set up for autism-friendly productions, which started on Broadway with The Lion King.
Now, what would that mean in terms of adjustments?
Well, the performances focus on individuals on the autism spectrum, and to make it more welcoming, we have some technical modifications. We provide some materials to the families prior to the performance, and in terms of the show itself, we had a production meeting and we had a rehearsal specifically for this performance to make those modifications. The sound level of the entire show is at a recommended 90 decibel and doesn't go above that. Any flashing lights or strobe lights, lights that would go directly into the audience, the spotlights have been reduced or eliminated from the show. There was a short strobe light in one of the scenes, and there were a number of moving lights, moving designs, which have been taken out for this performance, and also reducing any intense scenes that could produce fear. And there is a scene such as that in the show, which doesn't really evoke, you know, huge fear, but it has an intensity to it that, you know, would be a concern. But the goal is still to have the integrity of the production the same, so that it doesn't take away from it And so this audience can see, you know, as close to the same performance as other audiences will. We also had a consultant come in and help us, well, a number of them actually from different agencies in the area who have the experience with children and adults with autism. And that was extremely helpful because we even found out that at times an actor's heavy foot stomping on the floor of the theater could be, you know, something that needed to be softened. And that's hard to get across to students. One of the other things that is, you know, recommended that is done is there is also a safe area or a quiet activity area where individuals who might not be comfortable with, you know, being inside the theater have the opportunity to still be there in an area away. In our lobby is where we're setting it up, where there's coloring books, there's, you know, soft pillows and something to really tend to their needs. Sometimes they can't stay in the theater for the entire show. So it will be actually an experience that we don't know how it will, some of the audience members might react. And again, having it open to the general public is a matter of just making theater accessible to children of all ages and of all backgrounds and having things be normal for everyone.
Now, will you all get together after you strike the set and then evaluate what happened and what you can sense so that the next time you attempt this, you will have learned and codified some of the lessons in that way?
I'm glad you asked that because absolutely that is the plan. There will be a survey available for people who have attended the production to see, you know, what the comments are with regard to what they feel, you know, was helpful or wasn't helpful. And then, yes, because we definitely plan on doing this again. And it has been found that musicals are the best for this type of performance. So we really hope to be able to do that in the future. And we're going to find out, although we followed to the letter, we think, everything that's been determined to be necessary. But we are going to evaluate how it went, what we did, what went well, what needs adjustment, and what do we do moving forward.
Shailene Godwin, Chair of the Department of Theater at King's College in Wilkes-Barre, speaking about the musical A Year with Frog and Toad, opening the 2017-2018 season. The King's College Theater Department will present the musical this evening and tomorrow evening, Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock, and there will be a sensory autism-friendly performance tomorrow, Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. All of these performances will be at the George P. Maffei II Theater in the Administration Building on North River Street in Wilkes-Barre. For more information, on the web, kings.edu, kings.edu. The musical A Year with Frog and Toad, this evening and tomorrow evening at 7, with a matinee tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and that is a sensory autism-friendly performance. For more information on the web, kings.edu, kings.edu.
So if you're feeling peckish, you can go for seconds, even thirds.
Winter's for the birds.
No, it isn't.
It's an expression.
Oh, winter now is over.